I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. One of the worst atrocities against Christians in Syria didn't even make a blip. Tom Doyle is E3 Partners Middle East expert.
We heard from leaders in the region that they were crucifying Christians up north in Syria. We heard about it. We know people that have pictures of it, pastors crying out for help, frustrated that none of this is even making the national news.
Gospel workers are still active, but they need your help. Tools are at our website.
Believers can get a little bit of information that will inform their praying and get active.
Next, according to the Department of Justice, undocumented immigrants are one of the fastest growing segments of the federal prison population. From 2000 to 2011, immigration crime incarceration increased by 70%. Crossroad Bible Institute, which provides discipleship courses to prisoners, is getting involved. Why? President of Crossroad Bible Institute, David Scheringa.
They feel pretty isolated, pretty useless, pretty powerless. And so we come to them with the power of Christ, and we give them hope.
Volunteer or support their work through a link at missionnetworknews.org. And thanks to a grant from the U.S. government, orphans in Guatemala will soon have options. Right now, orphans and vulnerable kids are automatically placed in an institution. A $1 million grant will help Buckner International create a nationwide foster care program. They'll be helping Guatemala's government get 100 kids out of orphanages and into foster homes. Pray for opportunities to share the gospel through this program. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Storytelling is effectively reaching the unreached with the gospel. Scriptures in Use wants you to see it in action with a free copy of the Man of Peace DVD, Storytelling Success in India. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.